ॐ शांति,
ॐ शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद प्यार लेके।
On the day of the Sadhguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region,
तो बाबा के सामने बहुत सारे बच्चे थे।
I saw that there were many, many sisters and brothers in front of Baba.
सबको बहुत प्यार से दृष्टि दे रहे थे।
Baba was giving them drishti very lovingly.
दृष्टि से बच्चों के ऊपर लाइट की किरणें।
Through Baba's drishti, it was though everyone was receiving rays of light in them. Cells, and it was a lovely scene. And it appears as though everyone was sitting in this orb of light as angels. What did I see after a few seconds? The children who were in front of Baba automatically got distributed, divided into three groups.
तीन ग्रुप में वो डिवाइड हो गए तो बाबा भी देख रहे थे।
बाबा वाज लुकिंग एट दिस एज वेल।
बाबा भी मुस्कुरा रहे
एंड ही स्टार्टेड स्माइलिंग।
और मैं भी सोच रही थी,
आई टू स्टार्टेड टू वंडर
क्यों डिवाइड,
व्हाई हैव द चिल्ड्रन बीन डिवाइडेड इन थ्री ग्रुप्स।
सबके सामने एक बहुत बड़ी अलग अलग प्रकार की तीन स्क्रीन थी, अलग अलग प्रकार की तीन स्क्रीन थी।
एंड देन व्हाट अपीयर्ड वाज थ्री स्क्रीन्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ ईच ग्रुप, वन स्क्रीन इन फ्रंट ऑफ ईच ग्रुप एंड द डिफरेंट सीन्स दैट वर अपीयरिंग ऑन द स्क्रीन
चल रहे थे,
वर कमिंग एट अ वेरी फास्ट स्पीड। सीन्स वर मूविंग अलोंग ऑन द स्क्रीन एट अ वेरी फास्ट स्पीड।
Fast चला रहे थे और जैसे
it was the children who were also working their machinery very fast.
Fast चला रहे थे और वो दृश्य के अंदर कभी तो वो दृश्य बड़ा स्पष्ट दिखाई।
And sometimes the scenes were very clear on these screens. And sometimes there were very confusing images. And sometimes the scenes were so fast that it was not possible to decipher them. That was the first screen. On the second screen, the scenes were very foggy. There was no clarity in that. Sometimes nothing was visible at all. And on the third screen, in front of the third group, all that was seen was a point and nothing else. So Baba then said, "Did you see, child?" The father gives all the blessings equally to all the children. He is making all the children full with these blessings. But what did the children do? There are some children who carry out a task out of fear, extra thinking. Whether it's their spiritual endeavor, whether it's their contemplations, but they do it in a way as though they are being pushed, forced to do it. Out of compulsion, they're carrying it out. Scientists are carrying out their task in the world out of fear, out of worry, and it's as though someone's forcing them to do their task. So similarly, there are some of Baba's children who are carrying out their spiritual efforts out of overthinking, out of fear, and it's as though they're forcing themselves to conduct those efforts. And that leads to different kinds of confusion. And because of that confusion, they're not able to understand aspects. That is the second group. Out of laziness, out of taking things very lightly, what do they then say? We don't know what's going to happen. We are making the efforts or not. We don't know. They leave everything to destiny, to fate. And they forget the clear aim that the Father has given them. And the aim itself appears very unclear, the whole image seems very foggy. And then they start thinking, oh, maybe that's my fortune, I don't know why this is happening. So they leave everything to fate and become even more careless. And then the third group, where they were seeing the point on the screen, when everyone started looking at it closely, what appeared was a fountain that emerged from this light. A fountain of light emerges from the point. So different colored rays of light were emerging from this fountain and creating a variety of designs in all directions. And that became a very beautiful scene. And in that scene, everything was very clear. It had great clarity and one was able to visualize scenes of the new world. Baba then explained, now, according to the time, there are some children out of their carelessness, out of fear, it's as though they're being forced to make spiritual efforts and go ahead. Sometimes their effort making takes them up very high, sometimes they come right down and they become more and more slack. So this fear and laziness are different shadows of Maya. It's very important that the children understand these different forms of Maya. The third group was stabilized in that form of being a point. And so now, according to the time, you children have to stabilize yourselves in your original form, give more attention to that. The more attention you give to your original form, original stage, then you will be able to see everything very clearly. Right now, some children are not able to see things clearly. There isn't that clarity. But as you make those right efforts, you will be able to see scenes of the new world. You will find ways of keeping yourself safe. All of this will become clear to you, very apparent to you, when you stabilize yourselves, give special attention to your original stage. I said, Baba, but the children are engaged in tapasya, they are paying attention to themselves. So Baba said, yes, the children are engaged in tapasya, they do have attention. However, they have to go into the depth of their form, original form, they have to go into the subtleties of that original form. So for that, remain introverted and give special attention to your inner stage, because times are coming where different kinds of situations will come in the form of storms. So sometimes the children should not be confused on seeing these storms. They should have clarity about what they have to do. Remember that the Father is with you. The Father has repeatedly drawn your attention to this. Go within yourselves and have such deep experiences so that no matter what kind of storms come in front of you, they will disappear and they will not leave any kind of effect on the children. The children can be very light while they move ahead. They will also have clear experiences of Baba's directions in Baba Srimad, and they will be able to conduct themselves accordingly. I then gave special remembrances on behalf of Ramesh Bhai. Today is his 4th anniversary. Baba emerged Ramesh Bhai Ji in the subtle region. So Baba then said, look at what this child is doing now. From the beginning, this child always had this thought of creating new inventions, doing something new. And whatever we do needs to be done accurately and systematically. So Ramesh Bhai Ji was smiling and he then said, Baba then said, along with the advanced party, this child is helping create new inventions. He is giving his cooperation to carry out things systematically. I then gave remembrances on behalf of the whole family. Ramesh Bhai Ji smiled and said, Baba is creating such a beautiful golden aged world. He's created such wonderful systems for that world. So the children also have to follow such elevated systems and make yourselves complete. He then gave remembrances to everyone. I then gave remembrances to Baba on behalf of the soul of Aspi Bhai, a very long-term Brahmin from Mumbai who left his body a few days back. So Aspi Bhai, Baba emerged Aspi Bhai, and he was seen in a very, he was doing something very, very fast. So Baba explained that from the time he took birth, his spiritual birth, he paid attention to Jnana and Yoga, but he was always very, very enthusiastic on the service field. He wanted to go here and there and everywhere. And even at the end, he was always thinking about some form of service or not, form of service or the other. He is carrying with himself special experiences. And in his new form, his new part, he will continue to give his cooperation in Baba's service. He also gave remembrances to everyone. Baba then specially offered bhog to him. Baba said, the specialities of special souls always give cooperation in Baba's task. They continue to experience their own specialities and enable others to experience the benefits of specialities, and they bring newness in service. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.